Good morning, everyone, or should I say good afternoon? It's Federico here, and I'm spending time as usual every Monday in this town near Viterbo where my girlfriend is currently teaching class to her kids for hip-hop. She's a dance teacher. And I've been kind of busy lately. It's been a while since I last shared a message here on Telegram. I've been busy, especially working behind the scenes for automation stuff for Mech Stories and Club Mech Stories. I've been rethinking a lot of the processes that go on behind the scenes, the way that John Graham and I work on Club Mech Stories content every week, you know, for the two newsletters. We've switched to Trello. I've been busy making some workflows with Zapier, you know, the web automation service, kind of like Ift, but for more productive use cases, maybe, you know, where Ift is more for social and home automation stuff. Zapier is more for scripting and productivity apps and services, that kind of stuff. So I've been very busy on that front. I actually bought last year a whiteboard that I keep in my house, and I've been sketching these automation ideas on the whiteboard just because it helps me visualize things better. And I've tried to use mind mapping for that kind of thing on the iPad, but I really prefer to keep the actual task on the iPad and to visualize on a bigger whiteboard. And it also makes me feel a little more professional, you know. when I work at home, I don't really feel like a professional having a whiteboard and sketching out ideas and looking at those from a distance when I'm sipping a coffee, you know, it really helps. So I've been busy on that front, and of course I've been also taking a lot of notes for a bunch of articles. The first one is coming this week. It's a major app update to one of my favorite apps, and I guess you can guess which one. Should be coming really soon. I've been making a lot of stuff for it, and I'm taking notes. I want to make sure that I cover everything that's new. And of course, John has also posted his review of AirMail 3 for Mac today, so make sure to check it out on Mac Stories if you haven't. And I'm also taking notes. If you've listened to Connected last week, I feel like I should be safe having a spoiler. So if you haven't listened, there's a spoiler. I'm about to say a spoiler. So consider this your warning. Make sure to stop the audio message right now. So last week on Connected, at the very end, I revealed that I bought an Android phone, and we're going to record Connected tomorrow with my first impressions of Android. And that phone is a Nexus 5X, the LG that I bought from Amazon. It was a pretty good discount, and it was actually a spur of the moment thing, but the fact that I wanted to try Android has been going on for quite a while. You know, I've been writing Mech Stories for 7 years now, and I've never ever owned or tried for more than 30 minutes an Android phone. And I thought, you know, this is actually one of the areas where I'm lacking, where I need to be more knowledgeable. And I saw a lot of people freaking out on Twitter because of the dramatic ending to Connected, you know, with the music, with a cliffhanger. And a lot of people saying, well, VTech is switching to Android. Oh my God, it's over. No, nothing's over. I just want to know more. You know, I don't want to have... I've always tried in my entire life for really any sort of professional or personal or creative endeavor. I've always tried to go against preconceptions. I really don't like having preconceptions. And I realized, you know, I'm preaching this no preconception thing, but I'm the first person to not have actually tried an Android phone myself. So I'm using a lot of Google services, and that was part of a discussion we had on Connected. You know, I should be more open. I should be more open-minded. I should try Google services again. And a couple of years ago, I switched to Google services again just because they make me work faster and more, you know, quickly. So I'm using Google services, and I'm an Apple user. I like iOS. I love iOS. I love my iPhone. I love my iPad Pro. And I still, this is actually, you know, this is, I'm going to talk about this tomorrow, but rest assured, I truly believe the iOS app ecosystem is unmatched. Like, I was surprised by how much I missed iOS apps. Not necessarily iOS features, the iOS app ecosystem. It's a whole discussion coming tomorrow on Connected. It's going to be a live stream on the website, so make sure to check the schedule on relay.fm. But I was thinking, you know, I use Google services, I should try an Android device, because I'm always talking about how Apple should make iOS better and what the competition is like and Apple and web services, Apple versus Google. But have I actually ever tried Android? So I realized, you know, I should actually just shut up, buy an Android phone and come up with my own first impressions and thoughts. You know, when it comes to technology, I think it's always better to actually know what you're talking about. And for a long time, I think I was not in the best position there. So I just, you know, I went on Amazon, there was a discount. I was like, okay, let's buy an Android phone and see what's up. And man, it's really quite the experience coming from 7 years of iOS. So I've been taking a lot of notes there, and I've been taking notes in Evernote, you know. There's no Apple Notes app for Android. And I was looking for a note-taking app on Android, and I tried Google Keep and OneNote, and turns out that Evernote is still the best option for cross-platform support. So I'm going to be talking about Android, my experience on Android as an iOS user tomorrow on Connected. It's going to be fun. And then I think it's going to be an article eventually, because I need to gather more thoughts and more first impressions. I need to, you know, spend a few more days with an Android phone before I put together some thoughts. And that's about it. So I've been taking a lot of notes, been working behind the scenes, working on the newsletters as usual. And I'm also been, I've been busy, you know, packing and preparing for WWDC. I bought bought a lot of stuff, like adapters and cables and a new bag. I bought a Tom Bean Daylight briefcase from the Tom Bean store. Should be coming this week. Finally replacing my Tom Bean Ristretto bag, which I owned for like 5 or 6 years. And I need that for the iPad Pro, and because I need to fit in more stuff. Because I'm bringing two iPads, my iPad Pro and the old iPad Air 2, where I plan to put on the iOS 10, I guess, beta. So I need more room for accessories and cables and iPads, so I bought a new bag. And that's about it. I wasn't expecting to have an 8-minute audio log, but I guess that's what you get when I haven't spoken to you guys in a while. And go back to work now. I'll talk to you later. Ciao.